Hello, welcome to the season two of the Bottom Line, sorry, RBS Bottom Line Studio. It's been a while, but it's hard to believe it's season two. Because initially, like, this project was only meant for one season, but because like we dove deeper into like the alumni of RBS, we found out how much we can actually offer and how much like significant achievements they have basically achieved, right? And today is no different. And today in our studio is Robert Erdmanis. And Robert, like, who are you? So I want you to explain like in a couple of sentences, basically, describing yourself.
First of all, Davis, thank you very much for this wonderful, I would say, opportunity. Thanks not only to you, but the whole RBS squad, I would say. My friends, one of my families, very close ones, and thank you for this opportunity to be here, and I want to help you as much as I can, answering all your wonderful questions to come. Who am I? Yeah, I'm asking this question myself a lot of times, and it's changing actually from time to time. But yeah, I'm a guy from Baltics. I would say in very simple terms, who likes to build things, who likes to imagine things, who likes to be passionate about doing business, working together with people, learning from people, get inspired from people, also inspire others, and if I can say like that, yeah.
So basically, in simple terms, you're a guy from Baltics, but then you also like you have your own twist, your own personality of wanting to like have a creative change. That's awesome.
Yeah. Just since we are touching a lot of business related stuff, wanted to give you a little bit more outside of that. But yeah, about business, passionate about driving sales, partnerships, meeting new people. Meeting people from and stakeholders from various business industries, working with them, also learning more about them, their businesses. Sort of you know super interested, and that's kind of my personality. Super interested about everything, about every business, what they're doing, how economics is impacting those businesses, and how certain industries are working, and just passionate about the whole, I would say, business system itself.
And talking about that, so what is it that you exactly do? So first of all, what is your position? So what's mm-hmm. the name of your position? And mm-hmm. You mentioned some of your responsibilities already, I assume, but what does that include?
I'm currently working in, I can say that I'm working in a rocket ship company. this company is really a rocket ship. Like the way how it's growing, it's called HTT Pool. We were recently acquired by LF Holding, and what I'm doing there, I'm part of the Meta team, and I'm account manager for companies, for clients, direct clients, agencies who want to onboard our company and who want extra support, extra help on their digital marketing endeavors, especially in Meta platform. But my line of work actually includes a lot of let's say business related stuff, consulting services to my clients, to companies, existing clients, and basically just attracting new ones, while at the same time the existing ones trying to help them and empower them at scale. So if I could say in one word what I'm doing, I'm my vision while working there is trying to scout and search for rising star new businesses whom HTT Pool can help, right? And empower them at scale in order to reach their full potential in terms of digital marketing.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Well, there are a lot of responsibilities, yes, for sure, and on top of that, we as all HTT Pool employees, we need to be on top of our game in terms of understanding the platform that we're that we are representing, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Meta, Facebook and Instagram. You have to understand it completely, and we need to go certain qualifications every year, and that's also part of my job to continuously learn and grow and expand my knowledge on Meta platform.
And I was actually like, if anybody went just on your LinkedIn profile, they'd be pretty impressed about the amount that you've done. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you've entered the job market like 6-7 years ago.
Actually, I started, I think it was 9 years ago.
Even in studies, like your first
year. Yeah. Even just before joining RBS. But yeah, the ride has been crazy. It has been ups and downs, obviously, right? And then, from LinkedIn profile, I'm constantly just checking it myself as well to just see whether I maybe missed something or whatever. But yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Sometimes I feel that maybe it's too much, you know. But it's good. It's good.
Because I was impressed of how, in what detail you described each experience that you had, starting from being in an correct me if I'm wrong, but undergraduate summer program in Harvard School.
Yeah. Harvard Summer School. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That was in your high school years, right?
It was just before the 12th grade, just before my last study semester. Yeah.
And then you had these entry level jobs, and then eventually you became account manager, then you started your entrepreneurial journey and then you're an account manager right now as well.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. Well, I would say in terms of position, what I have been step by step, slowly and going forward with each new company where I worked, with each new community, I actually sort of saved the same position in the company, which has always been trying to build relationships to the best of my knowledge and represent the company to the best of my knowledge, whether it's service, whether it's product, no matter about that, but yeah, kind of in the client solutions management, sales, building partnerships, business development, all that together, and just really, really building up my career on that. And that's what I'm super passionate about. Just building relationships and just trying to unlock more possibilities for both parties.
It sounds like if you have that deliberate effort to improve and also what you do, it's not a surprise that you've accomplished so much in the 9 years that you've doing this. But yeah, and actually I want to ask you another question. So during your studies in RBS, right? How has, let's say maybe the studies, how have the studies helped you be both an entrepreneur and also in your, let's say, career in an organization as well? How has those studies helped you what you're doing right now, maybe as an account manager or an entrepreneur?
Well, absolutely helped a lot, a ton. Starting with all of the first of all, I was always certain what I wanted to do after I graduate high school. I had no doubt about going into business administration and pursuing that career path and pursuing that knowledge. That's the first thing. I was always certain about that. What actually I liked the most about RBS is that the knowledge that we get, and that's sort of an answer to this question, that what has helped me so far and still helping is that the knowledge that you get here and the community and the people and the staff and the lecturers and professors and everything, it's so comprehensive. It's you get something from legal, you get a lot of stuff from marketing, finances, accounting, business operations, production, supply management, etc., all these things you get. And then you just basically you can immediately see where you might excel in your future career, right? So this is the main thing that actually has helped me in my personal career, building myself as well as a personal brand, and also building my own businesses is this comprehensive knowledge of different stages of business, different types of business, different departments of business, and I would say this comprehensive sort of knowledge. But of course, it's community. At the end of the day, it's community, and here the community is just awesome. I mean, you sort of feel this feeling of belonging to something, you know. And whenever you browse LinkedIn feed, Facebook feed, or Instagram feed, wherever we just go nowadays, when you see someone from RBS, that's my guy. I know
you're
him.
Not a lot, right? You're not a lot.
Exactly, but still, like, you know, that's my guy, or I know this girl, she made this awesome business and I studied together with her, or she was one course earlier, finished before me, you know, and all these kind of things. You keep all that in mind, and that inspires you as well whenever you see someone. And so all this kind of stuff.
So both the community and the holistic view. Actually, I want to jump back to that later on. But so in your maybe professional career, what has been the biggest learning lesson so that you've had? Maybe it was a failure that you learned from, or maybe just a realization and that changed your, let's say, thinking onwards after that, your mindset afterwards?
I'm not going to be super original, original on this one, but I'm gonna explain it from a little bit different perspective. The biggest, I would say, failure is since RBS is all about business and entrepreneurial mindset, it's whenever I have some idea, either it's in corporate environment, either it's in personal business. One of the failures that I had experienced a couple of years ago, and that a lot of changed my thinking going further, was that never to give up for the idea that you're super passionate about, whether it's an idea, just an idea, or whether it's already an established business that you have established yourself, or whether you're course mates, your friends, never to entirely give up, even though there's a lot of moments when you feel like giving up, or there is some kind of adversity along the way, or you just feel like I'm done or whatever. So I have done that, right? And I have understood that whenever you feel like you're giving up on some idea that you're passionate about, or something that you're super passionate about, don't finish it entirely. Don't finish it. You can always step back. You can always maybe invite some of your course mates or your course buddies or your friends to maybe join you to help you out. If there is some struggle during your, let's say, your entrepreneurial journey. But never, if you feel like giving up, never give up entirely, because the time will pass, right? The time will pass, and eventually, in a year or two, you will get back to the realization that you shouldn't have given up entirely. You should have maybe changed something, or maybe just stopped for a moment, right, and reflect on something, and on. Not be too emotional, maybe in some situations, right? Maybe be more rational. But yeah, this is kind of my biggest failure that I have understood in terms of giving up too early for particular ideas, entrepreneurial endeavors, and when I changed that, I saw how beneficial it was for me. That whenever I had some difficulties, I just stopped everything, you know, and I just started to reflect. And it's actually one of the things that's that just comes only with experience. That sometimes you just need to drift off a little bit from what you're doing right now, and if you feel like there's a big struggle, you can just basically stop for a moment, reflect. You will find a way. Definitely.
What's that reflection like? You're saying like reflecting. Does it mean like isolating yourself and maybe taking your time and basically letting your thoughts process what's going on, or is it like maybe writing it down on paper and then analyzing it? Like, what does it look like?
Well, whichever way works for anyone, right? But the main idea is that I have seen also from my friends and from my family and colleagues that whenever there is this obstacle, people give up too early. They just, I'm done, you know, I'm done, that's it. They finish up, they close everything, they close the shop, they close the store, whatever. But that's the thing, don't do it. Don't do it like 100%, don't go off it. And just you can step back, you can always step back, you can always come back to your idea, to your passion. Because if you're really passionate about, and that's the second thing what I wanted to say, is that if you're really passionate about and if you believe your idea, eventually this idea might turn into something else. And by that I mean that it can turn into, I don't know, maybe some different direction idea, maybe completely different, but the base will stay the same, right? What you have built there, what you have been fighting for, and this is what I have been experiencing myself, that you build a startup, it's not succeeding, or maybe it's not fulfilling like your goal that you set for this idea, and by not giving up entirely, by not really throwing it away, I could have, it's already a second time I was able to find a different way, a different approach. One of them was to invite others to join, you know, not doing everything alone. The other was just changing the focus, you know, and that's kind of the idea that I wanted to give.
I also imagine if at the first adversity, maybe building a business, maybe doing a challenging project, yeah, if you just quit, you have like this habit of quitting, and every time you experience like adversity, you just jump ship and never really achieve it. But I wanted to like move forward and ask you, what does being an entrepreneur mean to you?
Wow, yeah, means a lot, definitely. It means, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle in terms of how you think about even your daily life, how you manage time, how you manage certain projects. It's not entirely only related business or corporate. It's also related how you actually put your brains to some certain projects. Let's say both of us, we are engaged in some kind of extra activity with friends or maybe with RBS, right? The way how we manage team, the way how we manage time, everything else. That's sort of for me this entrepreneurial thinking. That's what it means to me, and it means a lot to me. It means something that I definitely want to continue pursuing more and more and more, because there's a lot of ways to improve that. But in terms of my current job, I would say entrepreneurial thinking is thinking outside of the box, and thinking not in the thinking not in the box that or maybe not in entirely in the environment that's being given to you, but really thinking outside of the borders, because that's where the fun part starts, that's where the real possibilities are. And that's what I have been seeing in corporate world, that but again, that's something upon the company culture, right? What kind of culture the corporate company shows to their people. But yeah, what I wanted to say is that this entrepreneurial thinking and this lifestyle, it should be everywhere, starting from entrepreneurs themselves. It should be everywhere in the corporate world for people to think outside of the of some of the boundaries that they are maybe being given, maybe being like sort of set. I'm not saying like breaking the rules, right, or just not valuing things or stepping outside of the lines. I'm just saying about being proactive, showing initiative, delivering, and also be owning things, owning projects, owning responsibilities, and yeah, all combining that, it's what builds actually an entrepreneur. Because in my thinking, an entrepreneur is also a person who does a nine to five job. Even he doesn't have, let's say, a real company or he hasn't registered a company. Entrepreneur is someone who's building his own brand, the way how he talks, the way how he looks, the way how he presents himself, the way how he acts, you know. That's an entrepreneur. That's you are a company yourself. You are accountant, you are brand, you are marketing, you are finance guru, you are accountant, you are your own lawyer, you know. That's you just perceive yourself as a business, you perceive yourself as a company, and that's how I like to think about it.
Actually, since you're mentioning it, so being entrepreneur mindset, that means being proactive and thinking outside the box. And it sounds like more of a habit. And if it's a habit, how do you think, let's say, somebody who hasn't really exercised it before, mm-hmm. or maybe has followed the rules and does exactly what is like expected from him mm-hmm. or her, how do you think they could start maybe going that direction, maybe start developing their own entrepreneurial mindset, so thinking outside the box and actually practicing it as well?
Well, you know, there's a saying that the life starts out of your comfort zone, but that's actually one of the most I would say the best things I have learned during my journey, is that step outside of the comfort zone, even in this case that you just described, right? Show the initiative, just start, and you will find a way. You will find a way. It's not like we are not, entrepreneurs are not born, they are made. And we, if I want to become an entrepreneur in like, whether I'm owning my own company, whether I'm living as an entrepreneur, whether I'm thinking, it's my journey, and I can bring myself there, and just stepping out, doing the first step, and you will find a way. And that's part of the initiative thing that I mentioned, that showing this initiative even to yourself, even whenever you're being given the task, the job, just go with it, just do it, and you will definitely find a way.
The way you're describing it sounds like being an entrepreneur also means taking on like all responsibility that's happening to you, and also, like we were discussing before this talk, like the hustle culture, right? And if you take on like sole responsibility and you're constantly going through out of your, let's say, comfort zone,
yeah.
and actually pursuing that proactive, let's say, approach to everything that you do, do you view that as like a part of hustle culture? And do you think, like, what could be maybe the effects on it long term, and maybe the positives as well? Like, is it worth it, and to what extent? It's kind of like an abstract question, but do you see it correlated to the hustle culture, because you're still kind of pushing yourself in terms of being proactive and everything that
you do? Yeah, it could be, but you know, in terms of hustle culture, it's a culture, it's a trend or whatever. Yeah. It's something people. People like to attach themselves to, or let's say follow, or maybe it's a hype or whatever. But that's
so. What, how do you see like hustle culture? How would you define it yourself?
How would I define the hustle culture? Yeah. I would define people being super, let's say, goal oriented, maybe go getters, just pushing the final last mile or whatever. But you know, it's if I could expand more on this knowledge, it's honestly, I don't like it, I don't like it in terms of how it's affecting actually young people, because I've been there myself down that road, and I have never heard anyone who is super satisfied with that, because eventually we as people, we are human beings, we fail, we learn, we get up, we start from scratch or whatever. But I think with a lot of people with whom I have talked, is that no one is actually satisfied with let's say, if they have been really hustling and being these go get 'em tiger type people and just pushing really hard, no one is really satisfied with the sort of like the whole outcome that has been for them, because I have seen how it's actually negatively impacting people, and by negatively I mean health, the mindset, and just not being present. You know, one of really big problems in nowadays society is people not being present, not enjoying the moment, always thinking about the next step, always thinking about what they're gonna do when they accomplish this and that, and all these things that actually doesn't allow us to, even for entrepreneurs, if we are touching upon this topic, I have been there myself, and I have seen a lot of entrepreneurs who are failing their businesses, only failing it just because they're thinking already what they're gonna do next year when they reach their targets, what they're gonna do, let's say, in terms of their business, right? Where they're gonna invest the money, and only focusing on that, not focusing on the real problems that are happening right now, whether with their team, whether with their business, whether with their finances, etc., etc. And if I'm expanding on the hustle culture here on that level, then that's where I see it's not benefiting. But of course, it depends on the person how focused you are on the right moment, on exact moment, because those people who are actually, from my experience, that's what I'm saying, these people who are actually good in business, who have good finances in their business and everything is fine, and they're actually moving forward, doesn't matter, quick or not quick, slowly, step by step, doesn't matter, those people that are present and those that move forward, they don't embody, none of them embody hustle-minded, this idea. You don't see this hustle culture sort of affecting them, because I think there's a part of society who are just hyped about the hustle culture, and they are sort of attaching themselves to it and just living in the moment, living in the trend, jumping on this hype train, but not actually understanding what does that actually mean, while at the same time just attaching them to some sort of trend and not really focusing on, let's say, if they're building a business, not really focusing on the real issue, what's happening right now, but they're focusing on being the hustlers, being the go-getters, being the people who work hard but maybe not even smart, you know. And so that's yeah, how I think about it.
More focusing on the image of, you know, they're the most hardest working people in the company, and in that sense.
Yeah, maybe just focusing on this sort of this fake image, you know, maybe just the tip of the iceberg, but not really focusing on the real things that's happening, and just slowly in long term just drifting off the main goal, what has been in their business, and then. But yeah, we can expand a lot on this topic. There are certain, like I have read certain researches about how knowledge, how environment, how people, how your friends, how the culture and everything else, and how even your parents, how even or your brothers or sisters, how they affect young let's say entrepreneurs' mindset and how they perceive things, you know. And I have seen like from my own experience, I have seen the most successful people who are super, super down to earth, super like, super low key, maybe if I can say that, super just understanding what are the current things and living in the moment, in this moment, and being super present about what they need to do right now, and not just really focusing on what's the next thing, and just really making sure that the most important things are all set, and then they just slowly move forward. So yeah.
And talking about entrepreneurial thinking and also like taking on responsibility, I want you to shortly describe like maybe the oversimplified version of your like what you've done in your entrepreneur career, let's say, or while you were doing that. And I think you're still doing it, right? If I understand correctly, that's all.
I'm still doing it right now on an idea level. I'm just helping out with some ideas on my free time, because as I said initially, I'm super, super, super passionate about just talking about ideas, just discussing. Maybe, I don't know, you and I, we can just discuss it after this podcast or whatever you want. Just some ideas on that level. I'm still doing it because I'm super focused right now on my personal career in the corporate industry, but what I have been doing, it's I would say it's pretty much connected to media industry, advertising, and slowly during the years it developed into the digital industry, and that's how I found myself super into the e-commerce, just supernaturally, organically, how I found myself into e-commerce, into digital media, digital marketing, and that's when I actually joined the HTT pool. But what I have been doing, I have been really engaging in sales of the media places, right? In out of home media, in physical places. I had to set up my own company. That was a contractor, actually. That was a contractor for selling all of the media places in all of the passenger trains in Latvia region. So I had to set up my own company, set up my whole sales channel. I was being given this opportunity, this contract, to just push those media places to be sold to advertising agencies, to big brands. And that's actually when I got my first sort of taste, my first street knowledge, if I could say, in media industry, because the sales in media industry, they are hard. You really have to push it. You might even have to hustle for that. So be a go-getter type of person. But anyways, that's when I got my first experience and especially in media sales. But then together with becoming more experienced about sales and just understanding the media industry itself, I found myself actually trying to solve an issue that your car is like a crazy expense, and I had an idea to set up a startup that's also connected to the media industry, especially to the out-of-home media industry, because prior to that, I had my experience, as I just said, in just understanding the whole media, out-of-home media sales industry, the whole how the sales are being organized, with whom to set up connections, etc. I had an idea how to turn cars that are driving around the city into just moving billboards, into advertising places. I was at first alone in this idea, but then I connected with two of my really good university buddies from RBS, with whom together we started to build this idea. This idea is still alive. It's still alive, but if you want to expand on that, we didn't finish it, and that's one of the things I mentioned you before. We didn't really fail it or whatever. We actually validated it. We were on 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 a on a realization that that right now the market, the media industry is not ready for the for that, especially out of home media industry here. But yeah, the business was interesting. I mean, the experience was great. And but yeah, even though I have found from time to time myself working with my own business while at the same time at the corporate world, I have always understood that that for me building a business, it might get sometimes a little bit lonely. Well, it is, right? And I have found as I would say, as graduating during my career, I have always found myself more fond of being in a team, in a big team, especially in a global team, preferably in a global team, and just being a team player.
And also elaborating on your experience, because I imagine like almost every single student, like maybe joining this school or any business school, their first thought, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, right?
Exactly.
But I want you to explain like a day in your life, like back then.
Yeah.
What did it look like? So when you were like a sole entrepreneur, right? Mm-hmm. You had to do basically everything mm-hmm. yourself. Mm-hmm. How much was it like paperwork? How much was it like maybe finding customers, maybe like developing your idea? Like how did it look like the reality of it?
Well, I would say most of the time, 90% was just sales and just trying to put yourself on the map, I would say. Just constantly thinking about it, constantly writing ideas, constantly talking over and over and over together with the people you build the idea or whatever, if you're building it alone, just even overthinking about that. That's what I can give you. But in terms of paperwork, it's like only when maybe setting up the company or just issuing the invoices. But right now, everything is digitally, and it's fine on that. But pretty much all the time thinking about sales and marketing and actually the things that keep alive that can either bring up or bring down your company. So yeah.
And a lot of people are, let's say, maybe imagining, or maybe it is actually the case that if you're working for yourself, your work, they really never ends, right?
Yeah.
And do you have like a way to maybe, because this could actually be applied to anybody. I mean, even in school, right? You kind of, especially in RBS, your studies never really end.
Yeah,
especially
true,
in summer.
True that.
And how are you like able, maybe back then, maybe still now, just, you know, okay, let's stop working.
Yeah.
Let's start relaxing. Like, how do you if you do that, how would you find a balance between that?
Listen, I'm still struggling with it. I'm still struggling with it, and I'm not actually. It's not even funny. It's not even proud of that, and not at all. But yeah. Like whenever you are in this, I would say zone. In this zone, when you work, when you go after clients, when you just think about the next thing, maybe what to adjust or what to do, you know, you can easily and especially if you're passionate about, just as we discussed, and especially if you're passionate about what you're doing, you can easily just lose a track of time, and that actually happens always, right? And that leads to burning out and everything else and all these kinds of things. You just have to be, what I have found for myself, you have to be brave. You have to be brave enough to tell yourself to stop and just tell yourself that the work can wait, but the life outside of work, it cannot really wait, actually. But the work can wait and the business can wait, actually. But when you are in this zone, you still that it cannot wait. You're still thinking that it cannot wait, and I have to do this and that. And you can always find the thing what to do. You can always find something to improve. You know, it's like you're having this rocket ship, and there are so many things that you can just adjust and just go there. Maybe polish something. I mean, you can always find something what to do. But yeah, really be brave enough to just. To just have a break, to stop, and that's not easy. That's not easy, especially if you're passionate about, especially if you're, if the idea is, or the business, or the, let's say, project is driving you crazy, and it's a good thing at the same time, right? But learn how to stop, learn how to take your mind off of things, because eventually in the long term, when you come back, it's all fresh, it's all new. Sometimes it's maybe even harder to get back in the moment, in the zone again, because when you're in the zone, you feel like there's adrenaline, there's like this sort of like rush and everything else, and it's a great feeling. But yeah, the momentum is great, but you have to step out of it from time to time, and as frequently as you do it, the better. Maybe not step out like super frequently, but just maybe step out of this zone more, but for less time. And then you're kind of doing it as a habit, because sometimes people just step out like once a year from everything that they do, and they're just super fed up with everything, super exhausted. And then it's like for 1 week or maybe 2 weeks, and they don't feel like rested from any kind of work related or whatever. But yeah, I'm right now starting to understand that to do it like for less time but more frequently, so that it kind of builds up as a habit. Because honestly, we have to have this habit as people. Every day the job ends, every day we finish our last sales call, or on Friday night, or during the weekend. Of course, there always be situations where you cannot be super off, especially if you're an entrepreneur, and especially at the very beginning. But doing it as a habit and just trying to be open with yourself and really giving yourself this time off is gonna build as a habit. And whenever you finish your day, whenever it's a weekend, you will feel rested. Because the worst part is when you don't feel rested during this little time after work and until the next day. And that's the craziest part. If you don't feel that moment rested, something's not wrong. Something's not okay.
Adjustments.
Yeah.
And also I want to ask, so continuing this like idea. So you mentioned like 90% is sales, and I also imagine that applies to most businesses that you do, because there's no clients, there's no revenue, right? But also considering like both your experience and also working in an organization, let's say there's a student. Like maybe just imagine yourself, you were like maybe a third grade student, okay, like the third year, right? And in which cases would you suggest somebody maybe starting a business? And which cases should they join a company and maybe try to find like their way of putting a dent in the universe that way? Like mm-hmm. what kind of maybe person they have to be, and in general, maybe like how do you see it?
Well, definitely I would say whatever you choose, it's gonna land you somewhere. Absolutely. I love this saying that shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you will land among the stars. And that's one of the things we learned in RBS. And that's one of the things I learned hard way. Like I chose the path of just joining any crazy idea my course buddies or my friends just threw at me, just offered, because I was passionate about the ideas, about building something, etc. From time to time, I might have felt that, oh no, I should have, you know, maybe went the career path already, etc., etc. But no, at the end of the day, like we all, whether it's already a career path after finishing RBS or finishing your university, or whether it's starting a business, or whether you're already starting to work during your studies, is going to benefit you in like millions of positive ways. And there's no one successful formula. You can start your business. It can flourish. It can grow. Good for you. You can fail your business. Also good for you. You will be a lot further than the other person who just doubted you, or who said that, oh no, don't do it. Like, why waste the time or whatever? But that the same logic applies also for for a person who just wants to pursue already a career, right? In a corporate world, I also don't like this sort of idea that, oh, if you go a career, then it's like an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. It's not at all. Like, I mean, we all have our own minds. We all are human beings. We can just choose whichever path we want. And also, this is sort of getting back to the hustle culture and all of the things that come with that. Don't think about and what I also learned the hard way is that don't think that the life is short. Life is long. Life is long. If you're not having your own business by the 30. What's the matter? Are you bad? Are you not successful? No, you can start your business at 40. You can start your business at 50. You can pursue your career even at 40 years old, right? There is no we as people, we shouldn't put too much pressure on ourselves on just like reaching our goals like by the age of, I don't know, 27, or being a millionaire by the end of finishing my first years in business, you know? Like, don't worry about it if you don't reach your goal. You're gonna reach it the other way if you really want it, right? You will find a way, definitely. And just enjoy the process, live in the moment. I actually had with one of my course buddies, with whom we are still buddies, we had our own travel agency. We set up our own travel agency. I think it was already. He actually invited me to join him. We started this travel agency even I guess after the first year, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, even after the first year finishing here in RBS. It was sort of like a side hustle for us, but man, listen, that gave us a lot of experience, that gave us a lot of knowledge. I'm not saying that we felt superior or whatever over to others who went, I don't know, maybe internships or corporate job at that moment, but it was a different path, and it led us to some certain point, and it has been something we haven't still forgotten, you know. So after all what I just said, there's no one secret sauce. Go if you want to pursue a career, go there. If you want to pursue business, go there. Just be super super open to yourself what you really want to do. And I mean, of course, we all have to think about the finances. Maybe with my business idea, I cannot really be self really afford stuff like, right, I don't know. I want to have my apartment, and I know that if I'm going on this corporate job, I'm gonna get my salary, etc., etc. But then again, if I'm choosing business, I might not get first sales even first year, maybe first 2 years, right? Just have to understand and always understand the risks, you know. And that's one of the things that RBS teaches you, to just understand the risks, understand the responsibilities, and entrepreneurial mindset, it's a responsibility. You're on your own there, but you have to own what you're actually taking up with you. So you cannot really blame anyone for just maybe failing the business or just finding yourself at the situation where you feel, oh, maybe I should have chosen safe path, you know, concrete salary or whatever. But that's because that's part of the entrepreneur, that you have to own what you take and own the responsibility.
That was powerful. Okay, yeah. And one of the last final questions, so this is the final question, but I also appreciate
already
that, right? Yeah, it's going fast. But it's engaging, it's going really fast. Yeah. And also, thank you for being here, because I know you found time for this podcast. in like an important event that you have to be to?
Yeah, it's actually Baltic Brands Forum right now in marketing and media industry. It's happening right now. I have to run back to it, but not before the last question.
So last question. What's your maybe favorite, funniest, best moment or experience in RBS during your studies? It can be like
if my course buddies are watching this right now, they are right now laughing. Like seriously, I'm telling you, but they're laughing right now because there are like millions of these stories. It's like just coming here and just meeting people, and we even just had like the best time here. But one of the funniest. I don't know. Actually, I would say, not like, I don't want to say only the funniest, because the funniest they might not be funny, yeah. Right? But I would say the most, the coolest one, where there was a lot of fun actually, was this RBS. I don't know what's it called. This RBS BBA. Get together camp or how it's called,
just bonding camp, you mean? Oh
yeah, bonding camp, yeah, exactly, the bonding camp. Awesome thing. It's like the way, like this idea behind this, the way how people who haven't met each other at all, of course some of you might have seen you like somewhere, because Riga is small and Latvia is small in general. But this idea behind that camp, wonderful. And there's so much fun, there's so much activities, and I believe right now it's organized like even better than it was back then when I had my camp, right? But this idea that you bond and you're being thrown actually in these real life situations where you have to already apply your entrepreneurial thinking of time management, project management, of team management, and just communication and everything, right? So so yeah, that's the first thing that popped into my mind. But I mean pretty much every day that we did, one really funny thing I remember was that together with one of my course mates, we didn't really fulfill our professors, our lecturers' asks for one particular course, and it wasn't like a punishment, but it was it was also a learning. The professor, I'm not going to mention professor's name, but this professor, if you're watching this, it was the best thing that could have happened to us. It was sort of like giving also us this understanding that there are responsibilities, and you have to own them, just what I mentioned before this question. We didn't fulfill the asks, right? We didn't fail the course or whatever. We didn't fail anything, but we didn't fulfill the asks, the two of us, because of like many reasons. And just from the professor's point of view, to give this sort of like a feeling, what it means if you don't fulfill what you have actually agreed on, whether it's a contract, business contract, or whatever. You have to own the responsibilities, and you have to understand that there will be responsibilities. So we had to mentor Junior Achievement Latvia high school students for their new business ideas. And at first we thought, oh man, it's like extracurricular, you know, and it's sort of like, we were, because there were two guys needed, and just suddenly, because we didn't fulfill the asks of the professor said, okay, you can buy out of this mess that you did with this help. And so we did. which actually turned out like an awesome experience, and to being as like what kind of mentor I can be to, like, if I'm just finishing the second year at RBS. But we had to be mentors with our, at that moment, with our knowledge. And actually both of us, my buddy, we actually did a really good job. We mentored, those were girls from one kind of, I don't remember the name of the high school, but it was here located in the center of Riga. So we had our mentorship program with Junior Achievement Latvia. Girls, they implemented everything that we told them, how we thought about the idea, and they were succeeding in this Junior Achievement Business Idea Contest, and that was a fun part. I always remember this when I meet with this buddy or whatever, whenever I just reflect about RBS. So yeah, but I mean, there are millions of funny stories. I guess you're experiencing the same thing.
Yeah,
but
that's awesome. Also, like, quick comment, like, the bonding camp, they actually keep getting like better and better each year.
Yeah.
So probably the level you had, we like step it up a notch each year. So that's pretty cool. But also, absolutely, you mentioned like dynamic professors. It's like, it happens like pretty regularly. Like 1 week, they just tell you, okay, until next week, you have to like contact the CEOs, right? They get the interviews and make a presentation.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay,
how am I going to do that?
Yeah, are you sure? Like, did I understand correctly? But yeah, awesome. Okay, thank you so much, Robert, for finding the time and being here with us. And and thank you everybody for watching. And I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Like, the engagement that was here was awesome. And see you until next time. And have a great Wednesday.